FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the FC United Legends. And this week we're going to be talking to a striker who made over 200 appearances for the club over six seasons. And in doing so, scoring 93 goals. It's a welcome back to Mr. Michael Norton. Well, Mike, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back. Let me take you back all the way to the 15th of May 2010. A trip to Hamburg, where you scored your first ever goal in a red shirt against St. Pauli.
I'm going to take them on, Carlos. Blaise Norton in. Norton scores! Great goal from Mike Norton. What a lovely ball in there from Carlos Rocca. And Mike Norton levels it here. Lovely finish. We haven't actually seen a finish like that for some time, have we? Got the ball in the box, dumbing round the goalkeeper, and Mike Norton levels here, and it's St. Pauli 1, FC United of Manchester 1.
Tell us about your decision to join FC United at that point.
Well, what it was, I think they came in for me around about Christmas time, something like that, then the manager of Curzon at the time, where we always said try to get promoted with Curzon, and he said, oh, FC United are coming for you, I think they've put a bid in for me on the table. So I just said, well, obviously, I want a goal, but I'll see the season out with Curzon. Obviously, they go in the pre-season. Then Margie rang me and said, oh, they're going to Germany. Would they sanction me? Would they let me go there? So I said, yeah, yeah. So Curzon said, yeah, yeah, not a problem. So obviously, that was the first time I went. I met the players in the airport, and that was the first trip. But to be fair, it was a good trip.
I bet it was. You're no stranger to FC United atmospheres. There was the famous night, the final of the North West Counties Cup. So you were no stranger to that atmosphere.
I played against FC quite a few times, and you know what I mean. It was good rival what we had, but I always wanted to play for them. So being a United fan myself, so
I mean, but that trip to Germany there. I mean, one side of the stadium has been redeveloped, admittedly, but it's a good crowd there, isn't it? And what's that like as a non-league player to be playing in such a venue in such an occasion, even if it was a post-season friendly?
It was a good thing because, like you say, it was mad because on the tannoy and everything, it was obviously speaking in German and stuff like that. I know he was playing like older players, like I don't know that Klasnic played. I just wanted him to score every time I got it because every time he scored, they did a tune for him. I just wanted to listen to that all day.
That then takes us to the 2010-11 season, quite a famous season. What was the atmosphere like heading into that season? Because, you know, Maggi had made some quality signings, like yourself, of course, teaming up with the likes of Carlos Rocca and Jerome Wright and Ben Deegan, a good goalkeeper, a good back four. Was there any surprise that we did so well that season?
I knew, obviously, the team was when I was signing, he had told me about all the players that he wanted promotion the year after and stuff like that. Or he wanted to go close. He wanted a good FA Cup run. Every team has that aspiration before the season starts. But in pre-season, when you're getting off and you can see the likes of the players with Carlos and Jerome and obviously Jay Cottrell and stuff like that, you knew you was going to have a good season.
Ball forward from Cottrell. Nobody ready for it. Jerome Wright picks it up, left foot in the box. Well played, Jerome. It's a goal! Norton eventually knocks it in off to Ben Deegan, but superb work from Jerome Wright. We've been asking him to get involved more and make those runs down the left-hand side, and he's responded superbly. Well done, Jay. Knocks a cracking ball right from the byline, and Ben Deegan's in there, sticks his boot out, and Norton finally pushes it over the line.
Let's talk about the FA Cup run, because it actually, everyone forgets, we had Carlos Rocca on last week. People have forgotten about Barrow. But the FA Cup run actually started, and you were captain. It was a 3-0 win against Radcliffe.
Decent ball to Battersby. Norton. Yes, Norton does score. And I think that will do him the world of good. I actually thought it was going to pass the post for a minute, but it snuck into the goalkeeper's right-hand corner. And decent work there from Carlos on the right-hand side. Fed in Battersby. Played it back to Norton. And that's 3-0 to FC United.
That was the first time you were captain. How did all that come about?
I don't know, to be fair. I think looking back at it, I think I was captain quite a bit. I think, was it Kyle Jacobs? I don't know how I ended up being captain, but I was captain for quite a bit, to be fair. Like Captain Marvel, like Brian Robson.
Yeah. Let's go to Norton and Stockton Ancients then, away from home. You scored a hat-trick in this game.
Well played, Jimmy Holden. He just turned there really well. Jimmy Holden now, there's a gap there appearing and he overlooks it. But Norton can go on the goalkeeper. He just went into the back of the net. And that is five. And that is FC United of Manchester into the next round of the Cup. As a young boy with an FC scarf on of about 7 years of age, shows the ball to the back of the net himself, jumps on the pitch. He's really enjoyed it. And FC United actually into the next round of the Cup.
I mean, what was that occasion like?
To be fair, I like them games better when the crowds were more, you know, right on you. You know, like right, there was like, because there weren't a ground there, was it? It was just basically a fence all the way around, and we just, I don't know, there was a good few couple of fouls in there.
Let's talk about the game itself. We won in the end 5-2, but we all know the old adage about Northern League sides. You know, they might be lower down the pyramid, but they want to stay up there.
They don't want to do the travelling. So exactly. You know, they're always going to be a difficult. It's like this year, you've got like North Shield, South Shield, like West Auckland. They're all decent teams.
What was that occasion like then? Because like you say, they're on the crowd. It's such a great atmosphere.
Every time. Well, I think that did they go in front?
You scored early doors, and then they scored just before half time, and then they took the lead just before the hour mark.
Yeah, I thought they took the lead, and obviously we scored again. And I think did Deegan score as well?
Deegan scored with 4 minutes to go. Then you topped it off in added time.
Just every time, like you say, it just makes madness because every time you score, they're getting the pitch invasions. That's what I liked about it. You know, when you went to the smaller grounds and everyone was at the side of you, like. When you're playing in these bigger grounds, it seems a bit more. As soon as you score, you got people around you straight away, and you're in with the crowd. We got in the changing room afterwards, about half an hour afterwards. Where is everyone? Jerome was still outside on someone's shoulders. It's like when you play at these big grounds or something like that, and you score, and you can't like get in with the crowd. You know what I mean? That's why when Jerome, like say, was half an hour after the game, with top off and that on someone's shoulders.
He loved all that though, didn't he?
He loves stuff like that, Joe. He loved it. I think that's why he stayed there so long.
Right, let's talk about the FA Cup run because, as we touched upon earlier, I mean, it then went on to Barrow and we had Carlos Rocker on last week and we all know how that game went.
Long ball to Norton. Now then, Norton on the right hand side slides it back.
Four plays in the box.
Ovington now, can he get this ball across for FC?
He does. There's a shot goes in. He's got it! He's got it! He's got it! Get in!
FC United have taken the lead here with about 13 minutes to go.
At this point where we're through to the first round proper and Rochdale's drawn out the hat, what was your mood at that point?
To be fair, we just wanted a league football club what was relatively close, you know, so the fact that you could get more fans in. And it was either Oldham or Rochdale. You couldn't have got a better one, really, could you? The crowd that day when you walked out the tunnel, you felt like a proper footballer.
ESPN's first live match from the FA Cup, sponsored by E.ON, comes from Scotland in high definition on Bonfire Night, as the FA Cup adds another name to its roster, with FC United making their debut in the competition proper. Referee Jeff Eltringham, in his second season on the Football League list, preparing to get us underway. The club that is run as a fans cooperative against the team representing the town that gave the cooperative movement to the world. Rochdale in blue, FC United, of course, in red. 95 places between the teams. Rochdale, a traditional league outfit. FC United, nouveau and noisy. by legions of supporters. They clearly outnumber the Rochdale fans inside Rochdale's own home ground tonight. 3,200 tickets sold out by Tuesday. That was the initial allocation. There are many, many more than that backing FC United inside this stadium this evening.
Do you ever get tired of talking about Rochdale and thinking about that goal?
No, well, everyone always goes, like, everyone always says, "Oh, Rochdale, you're cheating and stuff like that." But
I wasn't gonna ask, but okay, I'll ask you.
I don't think it was a foul on the keeper. He was a push in the back. What I put that kid in the barriers were a bit worse. I was pushing him just to try and get a foul, you know, to waste a bit of time because I knew there was only a couple of seconds left. I didn't want them to go up the other end and score. So I thought, if I give him a foul, it'll waste a bit of time and stuff. But he's come away. The keeper's like, he didn't have full control of it for me, so...
Joe matched up on the halfway line. Down the far side, son. Don't try and win it. Let's just get over there. Great ball. Norton. Oh! Just... Norton's still got a chance. Yes! 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 United! Yes! By 3-0. The referee is being surrounded. And Norton took the ball out of the feet of the arms of the goalkeeper. Controversy here, to be honest. We didn't see what happened. And FC United and Manchester, there's players on the fans on the pitch. And look like they might have snatched it in the last second. I don't know what happened there.
Well, the defender was trying to shield it back to the keeper. The keeper came out, but he didn't get his hands to it cleanly. Well, Norton's robbed him and rolled into the empty net.
We don't have the benefit of replay, so we don't know. Ben, go and have a look on the big screen there behind us, mate.
So, we're in the dying seconds of this match, and history is in the making.
Well, we've played 94 minutes and 41 seconds. Mike Norton, I don't know, I mean...
Carl Munro's not got back yet. Rochdale have kicked off. Oh, unlucky. Oh, good foot there, Reds.
FC United now need to win this.
That's it! We've done it!
In controversial style, it has to be said, but FC United and Manchester have won by 3-2 in the most dramatic of ever. I was going to take a second because...
Well, I was confident predicting at half-time that they beat us 5-1.
We have just won that game, haven't we?
It was the full game itself. It weren't just like that last little bit. It was the actual full game. I thought we played really, really well in that game.
It was such an intense atmosphere as well. FC United fans were another level that night. And we were playing above and beyond, I think, whatever anyone was expecting. I mean, I remember going to the radio that night and thinking, you know, if we score, that'll be brilliant. And I think that's why everyone was dead excited when Nicky Platt scored. But to then go on and win it, the release... At the end,
if you took that goal out, that last goal, you wouldn't have known that they was a League Two team and we was a like Unibomb team at the time. That, you know what I mean? It's just it could have went both ways, like say in the game. But I think we deserved it overall.
So we're through to the next round, and eventually it proceeds that we play Brighton away. What's the mood in the dressing room like at this point then, that we're heading down to the south coast?
Obviously, like you say, with the manager, you've got Gus Poyet there, and you had some big name players that are playing for him and stuff like that. And I was more gutted about that game than anything, because I felt we should have won that game. I know it was under the cost, you had more possession. Like you see the Premier League games now, you always see, the own team has all the possession when someone goes and gets it. But I thought we played really, really well that game. Mm. Like you say, the goal that we scored as well, it was a really good goal. Obviously, Carlos has gone down the right. He's played it in, I've held up, and Platt has obviously scored. It was a good goal. And to then concede, obviously, we had a man sent off, but to then concede, we had one saved off the line. I think it was Carl Munro where Zed did it more or less off the line. Then obviously they've had the penalty. Then obviously Sam Ashton saved it. Then on the way home, everyone's buzzing because you've got a replay against a team like that.
Yeah, you weren't buzzing when we played the game because it was absolutely freezing.
Still to this day, I don't know how they've played that game.
You couldn't
run down the wing without slipping. I know what you were saying. I know it's the same for both teams, and obviously it was on BT Sports, weren't it? So they had to have the time slot and they had to play the game. But any other game, that would never have been played.
Obviously, the FA Cup run comes to an end at that point. And then at the turn of the year, we look at the league table and we're down towards the bottom end. You know, how we're performing then as a team. It wasn't done and dusted. And as we proved, you know, a few months later, we're there playing Colwyn Bay in the playoff final. And that doesn't happen by accident. There was a lot of determination.
No, mate, it's like, say, obviously, when you're in the FA Cup run, you've got all the press, you've got Granada, you've got all the BTs and stuff like that. They're always at the training sessions and you're always on telly in the newspapers and stuff like that. As soon as you play a league game, you're back to reality because you're playing Frickley away and there's there's nobody there. As soon as you're out of it, all the media stops. That's when you basically got to say to yourself, right, we need to kick on now. And our bread and butter's a league. You know what I mean? And obviously I think we had loads of games in hand. So I don't know how many game run we went on, but I think we went on a quite a big run.
Cottrell, left foot, having a look. Carden, dodgy little ball. Norton! Yes! It's a goal! It's a goal! Another one from Mike Norton, but what a dangerous ball that, looping over the top from Simon Carden. And I was just saying, Roy, Machiavelli's an experienced player, but I was thinking that Norton was most likely to score this afternoon. Another goal for Mike Norton.
You're captain and you're scoring not every game, but not far off every game, and some really important goals.
On they go there, it comes loose there. Norton, can he shoot? Oh, what a magnificent goal! What a goal by Michael Norton! Absolutely magnificent from FC United! Oh my goodness me! Just when I was saying that FC were letting this peter out, came to Norton, brought it down so neatly, turned left-footed into the corner of the net. Perfect placement. Lot of power, absolutely magnificent.
What was the determination like? Because to keep plugging away and you know, North Derby United, a 1-1 draw, Worksop Town beating them 2-1, beating Northwich Victoria 1-0, Frickley Athletic 4-1, just plugging away, you know, big score lines, but when you're not playing well, getting the win or draw anyway. I mean, it was very impressive to watch.
Yeah, like you say, obviously, I think that comes down to the players' mentality and obviously the manager at the time. The squad that we had, we knew, looking at the table, you're thinking we're good enough to run a good run and try and get promoted. Obviously, we was good enough on any day to beat anyone in that league. When you look at it, when you obviously United fan, and you always go, right, we're playing at Old Trafford today. Everyone plays that little bit extra to try and beat them. Same as us. I played at Curzon and you're playing the bottom of the league, they turn up to your place and they've got nothing to play for, and you could beat them 3-0 or 4-0. You play them with FC and they come to Gig Lane and they're thinking, oh, I might try and beat a bit of football. I might do a bit of running. I might put that extra yard in. They cheat the managers, to be fair, because they'll do it against us, but the game after, they'll get beat 6-0 or 7-0.
Well, there weren't that many slip-ups from FC United, even with those potential banana skins that you talk about. But can I ask you about Ben Deegan and your relationship with Ben Deegan? Because obviously there was it was a great partnership, I felt. I mean, there was that game, wasn't there, where he went in net and did a penalty save. So it transpired he was actually a good goalkeeper as well as a good striker. But did you enjoy
that? Ben Deegan is mad as a brush. As they say, top lad. Obviously, even for the last couple of years, I played with him on a Sunday level as well. Just playing for Kale Green on a Sunday, me and Ben Deegan. And even last season, he went in net all last season for us.
He's still going in goal. That's big breaking news. He's still going in goal.
Yeah.
Wow.
He still was in net. And he saved the penalty.
Wayne Riley against Ben Deegan. Yeah! Deegan saves it. Get in there. Get in there, Deeks! I tell you, he does look like a keeper, doesn't he? He's a little bit iffy, he's a little bit mad. What a fantastic save! What a fantastic save.
Let's go to the Chasetown game then. And this decision by the referee, I mean, it proved to... We don't know what would have happened in the Colwyn Bay final if yourself and Jerome were playing. But
I do.
Well, okay. But the sending off itself, I mean, I've seen it back. It's pretty soft, in all fairness. I mean, what do you...
But what gets me, we had visual evidence and we actually sent it to the league and they didn't turn over it. You just think, how am I going... he's got hold of me. I've got hold of him. I'm trying to get off him. He says that I've stamped on him.
When we talk about that season, I mean, it was such a momentous season, and we all know how the Colwyn Bay final ended in the end. But we go back to how this interview started, and we talked about, you know, that game against St. Pauli. How was that first season then, when you look back now?
The minute I signed to the minute I left, I loved every minute of that club. Like I say, even now, I look, that's probably the first couple of teams I look at, see how they've gone on, and hope obviously they did go up in the leagues and stuff like that. But like at the minute, I've just done that Charlie Ennis's house, so obviously I was asking him how the players are and stuff like that. So
I'm glad you all talk. That's good.
Yeah, like I say, I've done quite a bit of work for some of the players and stuff like that. So, I still speak to loads of the lads and that.
Let's talk about the second season then, because that was obviously there was a playoff final at the end, and we won't dwell on that one too much. But there was an FA Trophy run in this too, where we managed to get through to the first round proper of the FA Trophy for the first time. And you were pivotal in this. It was the final qualifying round game against Altrincham.
Deep in his own half, though, plays it back to Neville. Good touch, Neville. Outside of his foot to Carlos Rocky, who brings it down really well. Ashley. Spread of goal. Ball against Ashley Mulholland.
Good ball. Go on, Ashley.
Now an opportunity to run at the number
on
three.
On your bike, lad.
Got two players around him. Towards the back post. Flint headed. This should be a goal! Ashley Mulholland with a lovely chip ball towards the near post, and he was there. Michael Norton, a glancing header from right to left, top corner. FC United and Manchester 2, Altrincham 1. Would you believe it? What a beautiful bit of play, and it all started on this near touchline after a lovely bit of play from Carlos Rocky, cut inside, simple ball across to Mulholland, in front of him. Mulholland took two players on, chipped the ball, there he was. He does it the best in the business. It's Michael Norton with a glancing header. Goalkeeper with no chance. And FC United, 2-1 up here.
This second season at the club then, I mean, we're really doing well, it feels like, especially after the Altrincham game. I think we were 5 games unbeaten at that point too. And you're scoring once again in every game pretty much, you know, just plugging away, getting important goals, like beating Ashton United, for example, at home. You're scoring in that game.
Stock plays it across to Jones. Jones in the left-back position at the moment. Plays it back to Stock. Stock over the halfway line now. He's got Neville for company. Neville plays a lovely ball through there to Wolfen and brings it down. Superly the penalty. First time shot. Oh, he hit the crossbar. This is a goal, Norton! Michael Norton with the follow-up there. Lovely football from FC United. Yeah. On the left-hand side, Matty Wolverton took it superbly well. Hit the ball, hit the crossbar, bounced out. Michael Norton with work to do still. Has to get the ball, put over the ball and volley it into the bottom corner. And with around about 3 minutes on the clock, FC United found themselves a goal up.
The 5-2 win against Bradford Park Avenue away from home. Do you remember that game?
Is that the one where Army scored?
Yeah, Army scored, yeah.
The one where he's tried crossing it and he's lived on it from every day, saying that he meant it.
Those are the thoughts of Michael Norton, not those of FC Radio.
Everybody who was at that ground knows he even shouted, Norton, before he kicked it. But when it went in over the keeper, he ran off like he was Maldini.
United opportunity again down the right-hand side. Towards us, goal! FC United's Paul Armstrong. Well, to be honest, do you think he meant it? He just evaded the goalkeeper. And FC United go from 1 down to 2-1 up in the space of 4 minutes. And again, he did all the good work, did Paul Armstrong. It all started from a John Lamp, very poor goal kick. It just spun in the air. FC United took advantage in the middle of the park. They played it across to Armstrong. And Armstrong, he's got down this right-hand side when he can. And he's trying to chip the ball. And this time, it's hit the outside of his foot. And it's Cantona-esque.
I remember that game being FC United were just really on it. The crowd was superb.
Yeah,
as well.
It was a bit like you say. We had a good crowd there that night. Actually, I remember that. I enjoyed, like you say, playing against the big teams. I enjoyed it. The crowd was up for it as well.
I'm sure clears his lines, hits it down the right hand side for Norton. Who's opportunity now? Norton now has got two with him, but he's going to cut inside of the superb. Well, the goalkeeper's a beat. He's 3-1. Michael Norton has beaten two players, gone round the goalkeeper, and chipped the ball into the net. And FC United are taking this game by the scruff of the neck and find themselves 3-1 up.
I mean, the season before, I think Halifax won the league. This season, we had Chester to deal with. I suppose we were in a queue, weren't we? And just buying our time for the ex Football League clubs to get out of the way.
Yeah, because when you play against all these other teams, they all called us big time and stuff like that. Everyone who didn't know anything about FC, they all thought we was on big money. All these players, and it was far from the truth, because everyone wanted to play there because of the fans. You don't go to FC because you want loads of money. You go to like the Chesters or the Halifax and stuff like that, where you can get a lot of money. We was going to FC because you wanted to play in front of the crowd, and that's why obviously the likes of Halifax and Chester, they was paying a lot of money out, and that's rightly so. 9 out of 10, the big spenders usually gets promotion, don't they?
Mm. Well, we had to do it the hard way again, and I don't think there's much harder than going away to Victory Park in the semi-final. But what a night this was. And Norton, I mean, you said earlier about the fact that you don't score that many screamers, but that goal that night you scored was brilliant.
Nice ball there from Stock to FC United. Go on, Norton. Can he cut inside the penalty area? He does. He chips it.
What a
goal! What an absolute goal! Michael Norton goes one way, goes another way, then chips the ball from right to left into the top corner on 62 minutes. FC United of Manchester. The fans go wild. The players are celebrating at the FC end. And FC United take the lead. A goal to nil here.
Yeah, they turned the centre-back there. Andy Russell inside out. He went to shoot with his right foot, checked back again onto his left foot, and then just clipped a little chip right in the top 90. And Russ Saunders, their goalkeeper, had no chances. Feet were rooted to the floor.
To be fair, I don't know how many. There was a good crowd in there as well that day. A good crowd. Because I always remember there was a bloke who was always, he had a big white balloon. So there's things where there's games in your head and you think, wow. So I remember playing at Buxton and someone threw a pig's head on the pitch.
Oh, the pig's head, yeah. There's a photograph of that on the internet somewhere, actually.
Yeah, you just think, wow, what's going on here?
2,800 were there that night, or thereabouts, crammed into Victory Park. I mean, you mentioned the some of the memorable things. You mentioned it earlier. That's why you signed for the club, though, for those.
Yeah, of course it is. Like you say, I was never going to make a professional football. I was never going to make good money out of the game. It's just you wanted to enjoy it. And the games like that, that's what I remember them for forever. The Rochdale, the Brighton, there was another game we went down to 9 men.
Neville's got Johnson,
good
but he uses
ball,
the
good ball. Oh, great football. Go on, Johnson.
Johnson first time ball to defenders. Great ball. And he goes! What a textbook goal! Quality football from start to finish. What a lovely bit of delivery there. FC United totally undone. The Worksop Town defence with 5 precision passes. Michael Norton up high, heads the ball down to the bottom corner. 17 minutes, FC United take the lead.
We'll gloss over the Brother Park Avenue game if you like. I mean, it was a complete opposite of the 5-2, wasn't it, early in the season? I mean, it was just...
I'm sure in the season we beat them twice, didn't we?
Yes.
We got there, obviously. Was it a playoff final, this, wasn't it?
It's a playoff final where Greavesy scored with 2 minutes
left. Yeah, Greavesy scored. Was it an injury time?
Yeah, with 2 minutes left of extra time.
Yeah, so I think we went into that high in confidence, thinking that we're going to do the same. And obviously, it was a complete opposite.
I mean, with regards to those playoff finals and stuff, it's a question I asked Jerome Wright a few weeks ago. I mean, 7 playoff finals at this point for yourself. Is that in the back of everyone's mind, do you think? It's not a conscious thing, but it's a subconscious thing, which all adds up in the end to just being a bit extra cautious.
Cause in mine, you think about it all the time, but like you say, it's... I didn't go on a football pitch. I was a forward, and my job was to score goals. But I felt myself as being a team player. I'd try and run for a brick wall for the team.
I mean, you were top goal scorer that season. I should say you were top goal scorer the season before, as well as supporters' player of the year that year too. In your first season, you followed that up in the third season with being top goal scorer again, and also playing the most games than anyone else that season too. Again, though, it was a playoff final defeat at the end against Hensford. We'll just talk about the good times from this particular season.
As it happens, it's out for a corner ball, and it's taken towards the back post again. The ball goes Jones, hustle and bustling. Can he win the ball? Here comes Michael Norton. Goal! Michael Norton. Well, he's just
nearly got the end of a booking. The ball's come out there and it's fallen nicely, and he's got work to do. He's hitting through three or four players into the bottom corner, and Michael Norton on 36 minutes puts the boys in blue, here to entertain you, a goal up.
It all rhymes, folks. It all rhymes.
We beat Chorley in November 2-1 away from home. We beat Blyth Spartans 2-1 away from home. And funnily enough, you're scoring in them games.
Cross comes in. It's a shallow one, though, but Cedric Coo turns his man, kind of. Gets charged down. Cedric Coo still with the ball. Plays it outright to Matty Wolverton towards the byline. Matty Wolverton towards Mike Norton.
Yes.
Cracking volley. And it's a goal. 2-1. On 49 minutes.
Well,
all the work done there by Cedric Crew, really. He tried and tried and tried, kept knocking on the door, plays it out to Matty Wolford, and Matty Wolford plays the nice ball back on the 6-yard line to Mike Norton, central goal, volleys it. Conor Grant couldn't do anything. 2-1.
I think Norton was surprised there. He had the space to fire it in, but there you go.
I mean, how important do you feel it is to be a poacher, 6-yard box, and getting those all-important goals that sees FC United get either a point or, in most cases, 3 points?
As a forward, you obviously like to score goals, and that's your main job. Like, say, I weren't just about goal scoring. I'd get more buzz out of setting a goal up than what I would do scoring. I was never going to get a ball and run past anyone. That was never my game. I was a bit of a like poacher, holding the ball up, flicking the ball on and getting in the box. It's like you get some people these days, they'll load the ball up, and then they'll want the ball again, if you know what I mean, like further away from the goal. I say to my forwards now, flick on and run as fast as you can and get into the box, because that's where you're going to score the goals. And that's where all my goals came from. It was never goals from outside the box or good goals where you can say, oh, struck one from 25 yards, it goes in the top corner. I've never been like that type of forward. Mine was always like getting in the right areas and letting them hit me bum or something like that. It goes in. Doesn't matter if you score from 25 or a yard, it's a goal, isn't it?
Well, they get themselves a throw in FC United in the far corner, and it'll be Birch come across and take it. Throws it across to Matty Turner, brings it down in his chest first of all, controls it, nonchalantly plays it back onside. Can he ball the ball to the penalty? Yes, he can, towards the back post, and goes up, goes Norton.
Oh,
goal down!
Beauty.
And goal! Michael Norton, well, he rose above the defender, he rose above the goalkeeper as well. A lovely ball in there from Dave Birch, and FC United make it 3. The bar scarves are twirling clockwise, and FC United find themselves 3 goals to the good on around about 71 minutes, and that is good night, game over.
Goals going in left, right and centre. I think we signed Greaves, haven't we, at this point? So Greaves had turned up. And
you
were playing the odd game with each other.
Yeah, it was like you say, we didn't really with Greavesy. It's one of them ones. I love playing with Greavesy, and they like to say the vice versa. But Margie never used to play us both like out and out. Obviously, as a two, sometimes Greavesy play on the right, then he'd play up front. It was switching, changing that year. To be fair, I was a bit gutted that year. To be fair, we didn't obviously strike a better partnership than what we should have done.
Well, it's manager's prerogative, but when you played together, I mean, there was a 2-1 win against Blyth Spartans at home where the two of you scored within a couple of minutes of one another right towards the end.
And it's 1-0 to Blyth. Spencer hits a decent ball to the penalty area.
Good
on there. Jones in the penalty area, tries to bring it under control. Greaves now, left-hand side, plays it back to Carl Schrocker. He drills it across, it's a great ball. Goal!
Yes!
Goal, FC United. The ball was drilled in well by FC United's Carlos Schrocker. It was route one, to be honest. It'll start with Spencer. He hit the ball high, right over the top. There was a flick on the ball, came out. Carlos Schrocker on this near put touchline. He's drilled the ball in. And the ball, I think...
Well, everybody's congratulating Mike Norton. I thought he might have got his a heel on it, actually.
Actually, it's not a bad one at all. Up goes FC United's Jones. It's goal bound. Oh, pushed away by the goalkeeper.
Well done, keeper.
Picked up by Giggs. Giggs
Giggs
drills it as well across goal. Oh, Michael Norton is a goal. Adam Jones. No, it's not. It's Tom Greaves. Well, it was poor. The ball came across and really should have been defended a lot better. It rolled across goal and Greaves at the back post on the touchline basically just stabs it forward. It was lovely play, though, by FC United's Rodri Giggs.
Absolutely
turned
brilliant.
Well.
Just to talk about the Hensford final, then, because you did score in that game. But it's one of them finals as well where it just felt like we're missing something.
We went 2-0 down in that game, didn't we?
FC United stock will pursue this and they'll play that ball for Jacobs to take the throw in. FC need to move here and give Jacobs some options here. Thrown forward, headed on by Greaves, and then by it comes off a Hensford player, and it's a corner now to FC United. They desperately need something to get back into this game. Can Banks provide some quality here with the delivery from this corner?
FC's first corner.
First corner of the game for FC United. Now here comes Banks. Chips it in. Invitingly. And it's in there! And Norton scores and pulls one back. And FC United, who failed to score in the last two playoff finals, have broken that duck. And with well over 35 minutes to go, FC United are right back in it.
I think I scored it. I think it was an header in that game. I thought of a corner, I think it were. And we got it to 2-1. And I think in the second half, we had that many opportunities to score. I think Wolfie's had a lot of few. It was all over him, but we just couldn't score.
And then that takes us to the following season. And again, this was a slightly different season because Chester are out the way, Halifax are out the way. It's not a clear run because you've still got the likes of Chorley, who I think eventually went on and won it. But it was such a great run at the end. We nearly caught them, didn't we? We nearly caught
them. Yeah, we did. That was a good season, that. I enjoyed that season.
You scored against Stamford. I think we were 2-0 down or 2-1 down.
I remember that was Stamford away, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2-0, and you scored with about 6 minutes left.
As Raglan now, right-hand side, 10 yards inside the Stamford half, plays the ball up to Norton. Norton heads the ball across field there. Not the best of headers, and FC United need to maybe contend and deal with. Jerome Wright's back. Well played, Jerome Wright gets the ball, wins it fairly, and Davies now. Well, good hustling there from Stamford, and they come away with the ball just on this near touchline. Cuts inside the 14. Plays an awkward ball there. Davies was the wrong side of it, but Raglan was there back defending it. And you're right, they haven't really shown anything. They've shown a bit of pace and quality, but they haven't got behind FC United's defence. It's now Norton.
Come on, Norton.
Great touch by Norton. Norton, can he make it three? Yes! What a goal! You will not see a better goal at this stage of the season. Unbelievable from FC United's Michael Norton. The ball was played long. He brought it on his chest. Back to goal. He turned one. Turned another way. Bergkamp. And he just launched the ball below the goalkeeper. Left hand side. 8 minutes to go. FC United from 2-1 down to 3-2 up. The championship is still on.
Was that Norton or Bergkamp?
Oh, I tell you what. It was Bird Norton Camp. It really was.
But then we come to, obviously we miss out just by, I think it was a point in the end, wasn't it? I remember that last game where we beat Barwell 3-0, and it was like, right, well...
How they got on and they won, didn't they? Yeah.
But it breaks down for Norton, about 30 yards out. Now to Brownhill, right-hand side, bit of space for Brownhill to... Oh, but he does, oh, beautiful drop on the shoulder, Brownhill. Plays it through, Norton back to goal! No! And FC United double their lead and exert some real pressure on the overnight leaders, Chorley. It's Barwell 0. Well, that was excellent work from Brownhill. He shaped to cross and dropped the shoulder and then played a low ball through, came through to Norton on the turn and slid it past Castle. And what a nice bit of football there, Swampy, from FC.
Tremendous, actually, from FC United. And what did the goalkeeper there? Norton hit it first time. Before the keeper could even think about it, it was under him, into the back of the net. But I've got to say, I was about to say, Michael Norton and Tom Greaves and Matty Wolfenden, they're really starting to gel here this afternoon. They're putting some passes together. Michael Norton is causing all sorts of problems.
And that then takes us to the playoff semi-final on the Tuesday night. And...
Is this Aston United?
This is Aston United.
It's one of them ones, because you think you've won the league, you beat Barwell, and you think, well, how they got on there, and you just think, they'd have drawn, we've won the league, and obviously, I think, I can't remember the score, and we knew then we had to play on Tuesday. And to build yourself, I think we'd only just beat Aston, was it a few weeks before?
We beat them 3-2.
30 yards out, back to goal, Callum Byrne. Number 8 for FC United, square ball to his midfield, centre midfield partner Stott, who'll play this out now to Ashley Mulholland. Mulholland there with Lee Rick in attendance. Mulholland though. The good ball! Norton! Has he got it? He's got it! It's a goal! And FC have got that goal! And that's going to change everything here this afternoon in the Northern Premier League, no doubt about it. And all credit to FC United.
Yeah, and you just think, right, we'll smash these, we'll do them again. When you get beat in a playoff semi or the playoff final, you just think, you've got to wait another full year to rectify what you've just lost, to try and obviously get promoted. Obviously, you just want to try and play football again, but knowing that that's your last game, and it's going to take a couple of months before you even start pre-season training again.
But we did make amends, because the following season we won the league. Obviously, halfway through, you picked up that injury against Blyth Spartans.
That's when it was basically the end, really, because I didn't know I was offside, but I had a feeling I was offside. But like you say, that I didn't see the flag go up, and the keeper's obviously, he's come out and obviously two-footed me. But as soon as he'd done it, I thought I'd broke my leg then. I got in the ambulance and they looked at me like, oh, you broke it. Then Mark, at the time, I went for a scan on my knee and stuff like that, and he rang me. Don't want to be horrible or anything like that, he said, but you've done your posterior, you snapped it. He said, I can't see you playing football again.
But you did come back, didn't you? And you played against Fylde, and you came on as a substitute at Torquay United, so, you know.
Yeah, so like you say, it was one of them things, obviously. In my head, I just wanted to play. I love football. I just love it. Even now, I love it. And even to this day, I've never played to the ability of what I used to be like, if you know what I mean. Now I'm always like, as soon as I come back, I knew I weren't ready.
Like you say, you were then off again for a good few months, but you came back for the running. You made substitute appearances against Skelmersdale and Stamford and played in that final game against Workington. I think if you had played more games in that season, Mike, we probably would have won the league at a canter. So, but we did win the league in the end. I mean, what's that like?
It's a big thing, obviously, for the club and stuff like that, to get promoted and stuff. I think we got beat in that last game against Workington
as
well.
We did, 1-0.
Yeah. It's just, like you say, just to get a promotion under your belt, another promotion and stuff like that, is for the club and the fans, being like, the last 4 years of being in the playoff semi or the playoff final or something like that. It's about time that you got, like you say, you got rid of Chester, you got rid of Halifax. Obviously, I think Chorley won it. Looking at them now, they're all big teams, aren't they? You know what I mean now?
It was our turn, wasn't it? Basically.
Yeah, it's about time we got promoted and stuff.
And then that takes us to the Broaders Park era. It's been 5 years at this point at the club. Obviously, the injuries are there still. But you did play one last game and you scored as well. And I don't know if you remember this game. It was against Gloucester North End in the Manchester Premier Cup. It's the game that went to penalties, where Nick Culkin was a bit of a hero.
I mean, top guy, Nick Culkin.
Well, Martin Parker was in the team at FC United against Brighton and Hove Albion. And he's now marking Norton. Scores across, it's good ball again. Oh, there's Parker again. He wins the ball, heads it away, but only as far as Murray. Murray now, he plays it inside to Thurston. Thurston chips the ball. It's not a bad ball towards the back post. And there's Norton. Goal! Michael Norton from 7 yards out, and volleys it beyond the goalkeeper. They were looking for a free kick, but I think it was Craig Linfield did it up at the back post. He played it across, and there was Michael Norton. And he's not from Gorton, but I tell you what, he put the ball in the back of the net. And welcome return for Gorton's Norton.
You've scored at Broaders Park and you played at Broaders Park. Does that mean anything, or do you not?
It was like you say, it was a Benfica game, really. It was like you say, being at the club for 5 years and stuff like that, and you become a fan. You're not just a player. You become a fan, and obviously, like the bowling trips, and you're going walking around. Like you're doing all little trips with like different supporters and stuff like that, and different supporters groups. I went down to, I think there was a London branch. You know, when I won the Player of the Year, they paid for me to go to London and go do a branch meeting down there. I was there for a couple of days, just things like that. You ended up being a fan of the club, so to get into the new ground and like to play Benfica and stuff like that, to open the ground, then to score at the ground, it is good.
You're coming back from injury in a way and trying to shake it off, but you had another season, didn't you? Was it Curzon you went to in the end? You went back to Curzon, didn't you?
Yeah, I went back to Curzon. I stayed there till the end of the season. In the Conference North, and I signed for Flannery when I was 16 at Woodley. So obviously I played with Flannery. He got me into non-league football. Got me a few trials at a few pro clubs and stuff like that. He ran me up at Curzon and said, "Well, you come back, come and end your footballing days there." So I thought I'll last it out to end of the season. Obviously, that I did, and I retired after that.
I mean, that's a nice round circle, that, isn't it? Really, that's
yeah, it was. It felt right, and then like you say, it was good. I think we was the highest they've been in that the Conference North. They've ended up. That was the highest they've finished, so it was nice doing it for that with them. But then the year after, I stopped playing for a year. Then Jody Bannon ran me up from Ashton United and just said, can you come and help us out? So I ended up playing one game for him, and we won 1-0, and he rang me and said, you can still do a job for us. And I thought, I might just give it another go. Then I ended up one signing for Glossop. So I did a year at Glossop. So
I was going to say, if Jody Bannum still thinks you got it, then you probably have, haven't you?
I was never one of them ones who was going to be running the channels or anything like that at that stage. Obviously, my game changed. I was holding it up and flicking the ball on. They had two fast wingers at the time, so he said, all you got to do is flick it onto them. Then I went to Glossop, did a season there, got in the playoffs with them, got beat. Then I signed for Avro's then as a player coach.
Was that their first season as semi-pro, or were they still amateur?
Was the first season as semi-pro. We got promoted that season. Then me and Dave Birch just took over New Mills since then.
And final question. I mean, when you look back now at your time at FC United, the FA Cup run, the promotion pushes, the great second half of the season. It was an old adage, but it's true. FC United always came good the second half of seasons. And, you know, your goals were pivotally in that. And playing at Broadhurst Park. I mean, when you look back now, what's your thoughts really about having played for FC United, scored over 90-odd goals, and this is FC United legends. You are an FC United legend. I mean, what do you think now, looking back?
Well, before we started, if you like to say, we had this conversation the day I signed, that I would like to say he's an FC legend. I've scored 90-odd goals. You got to be proud of yourself. So, like you can say, my name's in history of like scoring the goal at Rochdale. No, it was a foul. We'll go over it, but it is. It's on paper, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's like things like that. Playing Torquay away, like having all them playoff finals, winning the league, being in the team that won that league. It's a good achievement. Obviously, I've got a son. If he can do as well as what I did, I'd be proud.
When the ball's come loose, Norton's got a chance. FC United have only got and won it. And however sensational the first two goals were, who spent a decade in the shadows, is the man in the spotlight. The man who has sent the non-leaguers, the youngest club in the competition, into the second round.